Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Well, I think I bumped my volume down. There you go. I got to hear myself or I'll talk too loud or too soft or you never know. Great program today. Lots of fun things to talk about. First up is Gemma Stafford, a gal that is energetic beyond belief and a baker extraordinaire. You've probably seen some of her YouTube videos. We'll talk about that. Her book, companion book to her site and her videos, Bigger Bolder Baking. A fearless approach to baking anytime and anywhere. We're going to talk about that. In the studio with me is Janet Bryant from Kansas Canine Rescue, and the letter Q, Rescue. You've seen them around. They save dogs and cats and whatever with dogs. We'll talk about that. Josh Rathman from the chef at the Siena Tuscan Steakhouse downtown at the Ambassador Hotel. We'll pass through briefly towards the end to talk about a wonderful Costello Banfi wine dinner that is coming up right around the corner next week. And then I have a great wine of the week. It's from the Loire Valley in France, and it's a sparkling wine. It is not a champagne because it's not made in the Champagne region, and it's Chenin Blanc and Chardonnay, and it'll blow your socks off. And it's relatively inexpensive. You got to get a hold of some. Tell you how to do that. But again, first up, I digress. This book is so pretty and has great recipes, and it's got beautiful photography. Those things are always important to me. And it's called Bigger Bolder Baking by Gemma Stafford. She's roots from Ireland, and more importantly, she's just done so 1.9 million subscribers, over 170 million views on YouTube, 1.5 million followers on Facebook. This gal's been working really hard. Gemma, welcome to The Good Life.
Hi, Guy. How are you?
The only thing that'd make it better is if you were sitting next to me with a basket full of fresh-baked cookies. Well, you can't blame a guy for trying. Gemma,
yeah, absolutely.
We got to start off by talking about you. Tell us about your journey in baking, in food in general, but baking, and how you built up to writing your own book, and then we'll talk about the book.
Sure. So a little bit about me. I'm from Ireland, like you mentioned. I grew up in a large Irish Catholic family where, you know, in Ireland, food is a very big part of our culture. And my mom is still to this day an amazing cook. And, you know, she was really, before I headed down a professional path, she was my first teacher. And, you know, she showed me a lot, and I baked with her when I was very young, at the age of like maybe 6 or 7. And, you know, I learned so much from her, and she did everything with such ease that getting into the kitchen and baking something by myself, it didn't seem like a chore or anything that would be quite difficult, because she just got in there. She made dinner for 7 people. And usually a dessert too in all of like 45 minutes. She did that night after night. So I was really fortunate that to have my mom as my first kind of role model. And then also she let me in the kitchen to bake by myself, which was probably the best thing she ever could have done, because I had successes and fails and I got to experiment and I got to have free reign of the kitchen. So I'm really thankful to my mom all these years later for that. But when I was going to college, I knew that food was what I wanted to do. So I applied to study professional cookery in a culinary college in Dublin in Ireland. And my mom told me, I remember very clearly, she said to me, Just so you know, if you go to be a chef, you're going to earn very little money and work very long hours.
and be on your feet, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, she was dead right. She, as always, she was dead right. And that's what happened. But I was still hell-bent on doing it. So I studied professional cookery. Then I went to a school that you might know of called Ballymaloe Cookery School in Cork in Ireland. It's a really famous, one of the most world-famous cooking schools. And I was very fortunate to get the opportunity to go down there after I finished my time in college. And really after that, another pearls of wisdom from my mother were, you know, use your training and your what you've learned as a passport to travel the world. And that's what I did. Soon after finishing all my college, I went to Tuscany and I worked as a private chef in Tuscany. I was in Australia and I worked as a chef there at a ski resort, because there's snowy mountains in Australia. Not a lot of people know that. And then I going back and forth to Ireland, I 11 years ago ended up in the United States. And that's where it's kind of where the next step of my journey began.
Well, in the difference between being a talented chef and making savory food products and baking is pretty significant. My wife's the baker because, you know, when I can get with a 5% variance, I can measure by hand.
Yeah.
Anything from a cup and under. But baking doesn't really allow you that general leeway, and that had to be a transition. Tell us about, you know, the website is magnificent. And folks, if you want an outlet for great recipes, and then better yet, go to the YouTube channel and see some of the demos and things that Gemma has put on YouTube. Really good stuff. Tell us a little bit about the website. What are folks going to find when they go there?
So the website we started, let you know, I don't know, not a lot of people know this, because lots of times when I'm in front of the camera, they think it's just me, but it really took a team and a village to build what we've built almost 6 years later. So my husband and I started Bigger Boulder Baking just around 5.5 years ago out of our kitchen in Santa Monica. And like you mentioned, we first started with YouTube videos, and we found a community there. We got an audience. We had some really big hits, and we kind of built out the brand from there. And our goal was really to create one of the largest online baking communities. And with our website, biggerboulderbaking.com, that's really where we kind of house a lot of this stuff. It's kind of where we send people home a little bit to our website. And we have all our recipes there. We've got all of our videos are also, they can be played on the website, so you don't have to go to YouTube. Lots of informational posts, a lot of photography, and you know, a little bit of everything. And a bit of savory on there too, because a lot of what I did in my career was bread making and doughs. So there's a little bit of savory as well as a lot of sweet baking.
Yeah, like microwave mug pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Really fun looking stuff. The website is great. The videos are especially good because everybody wants to, you know, we're so tuned into social media and seeing videos these days instead of reading a book. And so you can do both. And now biggerboulderbaking.com is the site we were talking about. There's links at Good Life Guy, not only to biggerboulderbaking.com, but to Gemma Stafford's Facebook and Twitter site. And when we come back from this break, we'll talk a little bit about what you'll find in the book and why you need a copy. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to give you a copy. So if you go away, I'll come find you. You know that's how it works. This is Matt. I got Magic Max on the board, and he can tell where you are listening from. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sakes, and be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.